Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
Cut when you're on the show, and maybe you should start using some medical marijuana.
I don't have any real pain meds left.
Yeah, there you go. The medical marijuana. That'll take care of it.
Can you make sure that medical marijuana is in the show notes, Josh? Because I think that's definitely going to increase our hits.
Based on the timing, it's going to be the very first thing people hear. I think the first two words that I recorded are medical marijuana.
We got Grumpy Old Man back on the show this week.
Oh, and I'm just so happy to be here.
We figured
he was too chipper last time, so he decided to just do some invasive knee surgery.
He won't be grumpy because he's dead. He's just over there, barely alive.
We got the comatose old man over there.
What a big baby. I mean, all he did was...
He's playing through the pain right now.
Little knee surgery. Big deal. People get that all the time.
What do you think the odds of this show getting out on time this week are?
Oh, boy. I hope it gets out on time, because I got...
We got a lot of hate mail.
I got a lot of hate mail over it.
I didn't see any of it.
I care less, Roach.
We've only got five listeners, and everyone came at us with fury.
Does anybody figure out what the stupid Stitcher thing is?
No idea.
What do you mean?
I'm concerned about the people that we have listening to the show. When this garbage podcast not being out on time ruins their week.
Well, you know what?
I think that says more about them than it does about us.
K-Dub said she's got it all planned out. So on Monday and Tuesdays, she has certain podcasts she listens to. Wednesday's us. And then Thursday and Friday, she's got two other ones she listens to. So we screwed her whole schedule up.
Mm. Wow. I'm feeling bad about it.
I'd like to continue to remind our listeners, when you, A, hire a crappy producer, and B, pay him nothing.
Oh, okay.
You get what you pay for.
So he had to have an interview to get paid nothing?
Yeah, when you say hire, that sounds funny to me, hire. Nobody here got hired.
Yeah, I was like, Josh can kind of do this. Oh, okay.
Josh, you used a computer before.
So nobody figured out Stitcher, where it came from, where that thing is?
Where what came from?
Fastest Movers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. From Stitcher.
It was up there. We're no longer a fastest mover. They do it week by week, and we dropped off.
Hey, we suck.
It was good. Hey, and that's another thing K-Dub said. She wants to challenge us to see how many episodes or how many minutes we could go without saying our show sucked. Because she said, I'm getting kind of tired of hearing it.
Well, we've already lost.
Tell her when it stops sucking, you'll stop saying it.
Oh, boy. How you doing over there, old man?
Oh, great.
So, grumpy old man is back. He's had the surgery. It's been a week.
Yeah.
You feel worse today than you did last week?
No.
Oh, no? It's better?
No, I'm better. It's just discomfort.
Yeah.
Like sitting next to Roach?
Well, that's, yeah. tough toss up there. I don't know.
Roach really missed you last week, though,
because he likes
the touching. That's what it was.
No touching. I can't hit you.
Yeah, you can. I said aim right for the knee.
I feel bad.
We got to ask stupid questions so we can get this thing going.
Hey, this is Halloween episode, this is, too.
You're going to love it. It's our Halloween spooktacular.
This is the Halloween spooktacular.
Anybody who listens to this will be scared.
I've got a whole episode built of questions, just Halloween spooky
I'm going to go
theme.
Back to my chair and take Percocet.
Wow, I was thinking of a question last night, not thinking that we would have a theme to this episode.
It's on Halloween. How could we not?
Duh.
Will it be on Halloween?
It's going to be on Halloween. Halloween's a Wednesday.
It'll be on November 1st.
It might be Dia de los Muertos. We'll see.
Which is not the Mexican Halloween, contrary to popular belief.
Hey, I have a serious question, though. Halloween related.
Okay.
My son had his birthday yesterday, and he got Silence of the Lambs was one of his gifts.
One of the best.
One of the best. I agree. And he watched it, and he was like, he's 15.
Yeah.
And he was like,
he hadn't seen it before?
He'd never seen it. Oh. So he watched it, and he was like, yeah, that was awesome.
Nothing like the first time on that one.
Right. I agree. And he was, but he was saying, you know, because he's all into films, and he was like, that movie won the Oscar. It won Best Director, Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress. It won everything. But my question is, speaking of Halloween, look at old man over there.
I gotta take this off.
Is he opening up the wound?
He's opening it up.
I'm not gonna look.
You can see the freaking staples and stuff.
I'm not gonna look. I might throw up.
Oh my god!
I'll toughen up.
It does look.
Maybe I'll change. Maybe I'll change our podcast cover art.
It does look a little swelled up.
What do you think happens when they cut bones on both sides of your knee?
quit crying. Maybe, you know. You
look at Ryan. He's uncomfortable.
Anyways,
Ryan's so pale.
Has there ever been another horror movie, because that is considered horror, I guess, that won the Academy Award for Best Picture?
I couldn't tell you.
Any ever been nominated for
it? I think Human Centipede was nominated. I don't know if it won.
Okay.
That wasn't a horror movie.
It's listed as horror.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I would call it a thriller.
Yeah, I would call that suspense thriller.
Suspense thriller too. But I mean, it's close enough.
I mean, those movies never get
right. That kind even of nomination. Suspense thriller don't get nominated.
Oh, well, Get I would Out. Call it a horror.
Did Get out. Out. It didn't win, but it was nominated, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, best screenplay. Or
yeah,
something.
But you know what? It's cheap now. Now it's 10 movies are nominated.
No, that's true.
It's cheap. Back in the day,
Get Out was great, though. Did you see it?
Get Out was a good movie.
What about The Exorcist? Was that nominated?
Producer?
I don't know. How would I know?
Google.
That's oh, yeah, computer.
It might have been nominated, but it didn't win.
Yeah. What about was Jaws?
That's not a horror either.
No, it's considered horror.
Jaws might have won.
This is a fun game because first round of the game is we just list a scary movie we know. And then second, we go to YouTube. Or I Google and see. Yeah, it was nominated for a bunch, and it won a couple.
What did?
Exorcist? The Exorcist, yeah.
Did it win Best Picture, though?
It was nominated. Oh. Didn't win.
Okay.
What about that Child's Play movie, Bride of Chucky? How did that do?
That didn't do as well.
Bride of Chucky won all the Oscars.
Those are Kevin's favorite movies. The Chucky movies.
Remember we had to watch them every year?
We watched
Jaws
them.
Won three. Jaws won three.
But not Best,
not
Picture?
Best Picture.
No, nominated, but didn't win.
Okay.
How much would you pay? How much did you pay to have the ability to rewatch a movie like you were watching it for the first time?
Oh,
a lot. Right?
A lot.
To be able to just erase that
one
2 hours
movie,
of memory.
Yep. And be able to experience a movie again for the first time.
A lot.
You know what? I had planned, Megan and I were going to see The Sixth Sense. And I was all excited because
should we throw out a spoiler alert here?
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
It's a 10-year-old movie. Yeah.
We were all excited.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's more than that.
Yeah,
now.
But if you haven't seen it and you spoil it,
oh, that'd be terrible.
So that is the movie.
Yeah, that's the movie. But so we were planning on going to see it, and I was coming home from work, and on the radio they were talking about it, and they gave the whole thing on the radio. And I was like, are you kidding me? So it ruined. It did. The movie's still very good, but that really did ruin it.
So you didn't get the pleasure of the twist?
No, I didn't get the twist at all.
Wow.
Nope.
That's almost a crime.
Yeah, because that is good.
Yeah.
And that's one of the great.
There was no spoiler alert. We're about to tell you what happened in this movie. It was just boom.
I hear, even if it's a movie that I don't care about seeing, if they start talking about it on the radio, I turn the channel. Because in the event that somebody says, oh man, this was the greatest thing ever, I don't want to have anything spoiled for me.
Maybe that's what we should do on this podcast.
Spoil movies?
Yeah, just go watch movies and then give the whole story.
So you want to be spark notes for movies, but like crappy spark notes because nobody wants to have it spoiled.
Yes.
Well, that's why I go to Star Wars opening night. Because I don't want to hear anything about them.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Yeah.
You got to, if you don't want to hear it, you got to go right away. All right, what do you got for us on this spooktacular episode?
I mean, let's
spooktacular. What a joke.
Trademark.
Well, it's either that or it's the fat pumpkin Charlie Brown, and I don't know. I don't know which one to go with.
How about four fat jack-o'-lanterns?
And there we got it.
That's what the name of the show. This episode's named The Four Fat Jack-o'-lanterns.
All right. Let's see. What do we got? Let's start with a dumb one and just
we'll we're going to start with a dumb one.
A dumb one from the list of Halloween.
Are you going to let us? Why don't you just let us know when they're not a dumb one?
Keep waiting.
I love how we just pile our drinks up over in the corner there.
I've always got a computer and stuff to carry down.
Yeah, this is someone's house, man.
It's the studio.
Just trash.
This is the studio. Yeah,
we're just trashing it.
Place of business.
Right. Don't we pay somebody to clean this place?
I thought that was a six person.
Yeah. Bronwyn.
All right. Would you rather
have to come up here?
Would you rather have a pumpkin for a head or knives for hands?
Ooh. So you're either
Edward
the Headless Horseman or Edward Scissorhands.
This has a Johnny Depp theme to it.
Truth.
Yeah, wasn't he the Headless Horseman too?
Yeah.
Was he the Headless Horseman or was he?
He was the Headless Horseman.
Wasn't he Ichabod Crane?
No, he was the Headless. No, yeah.
Are they the same person?
No.
Either way, he was in the movie, right? Yeah.
He was one of them. I think he might have been the Headless Horseman.
I don't know. I don't know, but I know he was in that movie. Again, a pumpkin can be about the same size as our heads.
No, they're talking about a real pumpkin.
Do I still talk and everything?
Do I'm as smart as a pumpkin head then? Does that mean?
Yeah, you'll be updated. You'll be upgraded.
Here's my problem with the knives. I don't know about going to the bathroom like that.
Well, you're not a sharpshooter, Roach.
Well, I'm just saying, that whole situation is scary with knives as fingers.
I'd love to see Roach try to wipe with knife fingers.
That's what
I wasn't even thinking of the wiping part. I was thinking pulling your thing.
Hey, that's when you want that 4 or 5 ply toilet paper right there.
That's when you're grabbing the whole thing.
So I think you have to go with pumpkin head because
you might have to go with scrunch, too.
Yeah, you're going to want as many layers as possible.
I mean, just getting your pants undone would be a...
I don't think Holly's volunteering for that job either.
No. So I'm going pumpkin head.
Believe me, as someone that knows right now about all that, Holly ain't volunteering. No, she's not going to help you out.
There are no showers or this knee thing.
So. You're not getting sponge baths?
Yeah. I am getting them.
From yourself?
No, she does them, but she won't do certain areas.
What the heck kind of a sponge bath is that then? It's not even worth it. I'm going pumpkin head.
You
have to go pumpkin head.
Yeah, because
it's just too dangerous.
It's too dangerous.
If it was one hand, then I would consider it because that'd be kind of cool. But two hands, no way.
Yeah.
Even one hand would be difficult, but you could figure it out.
You figure it out. I just bought a new belt where it's got buttons and it releases. It's awesome.
What? Are you wearing this belt?
Yeah.
Let's see it. Check it out. Let me see it.
Stand up then.
Yeah, well, let's see this belt.
It's cool.
Please don't.
See? And it clips together.
Oh, it just clips together.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's too big
or too small?
How do you adjust it?
You got to get on the mic, stupid.
You got a thing. It's like a regular.
So the side.
For
those of you who aren't here watching.
But the buckle just on clips.
And please count your blessings that you are not here watching.
I actually like that.
Yeah.
He had to pick up like a small bucket of watermelons to get down to the buckle.
I like the belt, though.
And now he has no pants on, which I don't understand.
Yeah, I like it. So you could get around that if you had one hand, but two hands is crazy.
Well, look at Edward Scissorhands. Look at all the trouble he had.
That's a practical movie, because what did he do?
No, it was on...
He was really good at trimming edges.
Yeah, but I mean, what did he do going to the bathroom?
Oh, he had lots of problems.
They never mentioned in that movie that his pants are full of poop. It's like he's been crapping himself.
Just avoid the whole situation.
So that was the good question you had?
No, here's another one for
that
you.
That was the dumb one.
I got a card from Sue. Fan Sue.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
She sent money into the show.
She did?
Yeah. What, Bill's 2 cents and her 2 cents.
That's our.
She had some.
That's like 10% of our total income. Yeah. So.
She had some questions. She texted into the show too, but we'll wait till next episode. It's not a Halloween spooktake. Well, it could be, but I guess
I think
we'll
that's got to go up on the wall. Our first 4 cents.
Are we going to introduce ourselves?
We're kind of late for that, aren't we halfway through?
Well, we're about 15 minutes in.
I'm Stubb.
I'm Ryan.
Either they don't know or don't care.
They probably don't care.
Jeff sucks.
And I'm Josh. All right, here's your next question. In a zombie apocalypse scenario, would you rather would you rather simply be killed off by the zombies, or would you rather survive by pretending to be one right down to the part about eating people?
I'd rather be killed off.
Oh, yeah, killed off.
What do you want to be killed
Why
off
Why would
for?
You be killed off?
Because I ain't eating people.
You don't know it. You're all zombie-ish.
No, that's not what it said.
No, you're pretending.
You're pretending. So you do know it.
Well, why would you have to really eat, though?
Well, because you got to fool them.
Well, yeah, I just shove my face in there.
And then I'm still not doing that.
I would do that. I'm telling you, I'd do that.
Let me ask you this. Does my knee hurt on either scenario?
No, you're good.
I don't care which one.
I would go with the zombie life. Why not? Why do I want to be
dead people that aren't even cooked?
You don't even have to eat them, though.
You're not eating them. You're just faking it. You make it look like that. Oh. You're
acting it out.
You know how easy that is.
They're dead anyways.
No.
I couldn't put my face into people's guts.
I'm not doing that.
No.
Ryan would be the world's most squeamish zombie. Yeah.
No, couldn't handle it.
I like that new commercial with the zombies, though. Has anybody seen that?
Oh, with the phone?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's cute.
Can
you spoil it for us?
You're dumb.
Can you give us the spoilers?
Oh, it's two zombies and they fall in love.
And they look like zombies.
Stupid. It's cute. Stupid.
She's ugly. Did you see that girl? She needs some makeup or something.
Not well endowed enough.
She's a zombie. It's not a good look.
I thought it was cute myself.
I got to work with two zombies every week. We got one with a knee and one with a sciatica.
Yeah, how's the sciatica?
That's improving.
They kind of groan and
they walk through here groaning and hobbling.
I didn't see you walking.
Yeah, I'm doing better.
Huh? How are the stairs?
The usual.
I told him I got a guy at work that's got it, and he swears by acupuncture.
You getting acupuncture, Roach?
And he's
I'll
jab you with some needles.
I'll do it. Part of our show.
We could auction that off to listeners on the Patreon.
If we're
page.
Doing it as part of the show, we're going YouTube all the way on that one.
I'd like that to be the only thing we upload onto YouTube. Is all of us just jabbing.
We need to upload a video of him taking his belt on and off.
That might have to be uploaded to a different service.
Snap belt. I like the snap
belt. It's military
belt.
Grade.
I don't know if they allow that kind of content on YouTube.
I like the snap belt. Hey, our cousin Omar sent his regards to you too, by the way.
Oh, good.
Before I forget.
That doesn't make my knee feel any better.
No? Well.
All right.
Appreciate it, though.
I think here's the problem. I think these are a little too fanciful for you guys.
Too smart for us?
I think especially with some of our views on the supernatural. So here's one for you.
Stupid.
What would you rather have everyone think you were afraid of the dark or actually be afraid of the dark?
Well, what do I care what other people think?
What if I'm both already?
Oh, good God, you're actually afraid of the dark?
I'm just sad. Now I'm just sad.
See, I wouldn't care if people thought I was afraid of the dark.
Yeah,
so that's the one I would go with.
But everyone's always making fun of you for it, constantly.
Everyone's making fun of me and of everything anyway, so what the hell?
He's got a soft spot on his head. Yeah. I mean, what could be worse than that?
It'd be nice to have somebody to
That's still
to
number
distract.
10 on the list.
Dark, kind of a scary place.
Oh, good God. You're a grown man.
All the worst things happen in the dark.
All the best things happen in the dark.
All right, so then what's scarier? Physical things or psychological things?
Psychological, for sure.
Oh, yeah. You think way worse than you actually are.
Your brain is definitely a scarier place than the world.
Absolutely.
And for sure.
You know, what physical things would be scary? Like
like heights or roller coasters,
Buffalo Bill
fights.
The lotion in the basket.
The lotion in the basket.
Fights.
Puts the lotion.
Like somebody's going to threaten to ass or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just thinking like something physical. Somebody versus wants, like something that's all in your head.
Yeah, somebody wants to kick my ass. I'm just
turtling, right?
Yeah.
I'm not fighting. That's
your go-to move. I'm too old.
I want to like, kick his ass right now.
I'm like, dude, I'm can't. 50 years old. I'd like you to try right now. That's what I'd like. I'd be throwing everything right at that freaking
knee. You gotta be nice, because this is where bullying people your whole life has turned the tables of a turn.
I'm just scared of you guys.
Yeah, now that he's got a big glowing weak point on his knee.
That's why he doesn't leave the house. He's afraid somebody's going to Tanya Harding him.
You know what? Well, he's got a million people that dislike him.
Say I got a soft spot one more time. I dare you.
That's like Elf with Peter Dinklage. Call me an elf one more time.
That's my favorite part of that movie.
It
right
is
there.
Funny.
Ooh, he's an angry elf.
Wait, this is wrong holiday.
Oh, we, all
right. What's the best holiday. Halloween candy?
Oh, hands down, candy corn.
Why?
Oh, my God.
That's the worst Halloween candy.
Oh, my God. Was that a serious answer?
Candy corn, hands down.
Oh, well.
Hold on. Here's Halloween the problem.
There isn't any other Halloween candies,
though. No, I'm saying, okay, trick-or-treat candy.
So when you're getting
that's a different question.
Okay, good. I was going to say, if I put you in a giant candy store, you're running.
Really, there
candy
isn't
corn.
Any other.
Yes, there is. There's a glaring misstep
help
you're
me
making
out,
here.
What?
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pumpkins.
No, that's not Halloween candy.
Oh, that is. When else can you get it?
It is.
Can you get it every other time
of
the year?
Well, so Snickers does a Halloween. Snickers.
They all do Halloween.
I can get it every day, not shaped like a pumpkin.
Yeah. Yeah, but not.
Does it taste different?
Yes, it does. It has more peanut butter.
No. You get the double stuffed peanut butter one then, and you're good to go.
There's only one Halloween candy, and I claimed it. I'm right.
All
right,
so if you're going, if you're looking through a bag of trick or treat,
come on,
candy,
there's gotta be
you're
more
not gonna,
Halloween candy.
You're not gonna go with the wax vampire teeth.
I would go Snickers, Kit Kat, any one of those over any candy corn or.
Well, candy corn, you don't normally get that in.
I'd rather eat broccoli than candy corn.
Oh, candy corn's delicious.
I can eat candy corn, but it's not.
Taste orange.
It's too much.
We've had it in our house for 2 or 3 weeks now. I've had not one.
Oh, that's not the situation in my house.
Listen, you Google candy corn, or you Halloween candy, and the only thing, it's all the little pieces.
There's different kinds.
And then candy
bats
corn. And candy corn.
All right, so would you rather have something chocolatey or something fruit-flavored?
Oh, chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah,
chocolate.
I think one of the big candy bars is the way to go. Snickers.
Candy terms?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
But you know what? I think the kids today like the fruitier, like the Sour Patch stuff and all that.
Oh, my wife is definitely all fruity. She chooses fruity over chocolate.
She chose
every time.
She sure does choose fruity.
She does like fruity.
Keep lobbing softballs at us.
I just happened to be looking over at Roach when he saw his opportunity open on that one.
He was like a kid on Christmas morning.
He lit up. It was like somebody put a bowl of candy corn in front of him.
I just want to say to Holly that your husband just hit a man with massive knee surgery.
Stop touching.
Yeah, I would prefer chocolate too, but I'm not a big chocolate guy. I don't care much for
chocolate. I'm not a big candy guy.
Yeah, me neither.
I am a big candy guy.
Chocolate.
I'm an enthusiast.
Shocker.
Never would have guessed.
Shocker to the audience. Hey, you know why I'm not a big candy guy? It's been a while, folks. I don't think that's
been a while.
Yeah,
what,
I don't
last
think,
week.
I don't,
you know what? Really quick, let's go to commercial break.
The girl said she was going to clog up the razor when she.
Hey, you know what I'm doing tonight?
What?
Dinosaur barbecue.
You are?
Yep.
With who?
Megan. We're going to the Dome.
Oh, it's tonight, so, Dome?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dome.
So we're going to Syracuse. Roach won't go with us.
Why aren't you going?
I can't. It's too far.
What?
You know I can't do
that. You know what he's going to do? He's going to do the freaking Mountain Dew dance right after they leave the house.
Oh, yeah.
They're already
yeah.
gone. He's
going to have one of those drink helmets with the two Mountain Dews yeah, on his head.
He'll be running around the house. Like
he's going to overdose on Mountain Dew today watching football.
Speaking of dinosaur, can I ask you guys a question?
Is this Halloween related?
Is it spooky?
We no, are not really.
Spooky right now.
Not really, but would you give up restaurant food for the rest of your life?
No.
If you could go into the grocery store and get free groceries.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point, probably.
Free groceries at the grocery store.
Free groceries,
store.
But anything you can never you eat. It can't be anything that comes from a restaurant. You can't you can't get dinosaur barbecue sauce. You can't get.
Well, no, hold on.
Oh.
So I'm doing all the work to make it still. Well, Why can't I get dinosaur barbecue sauce?
It can't be
sauce?
Anything that's restaurant specific.
No, you know what I would say? I would say no to that anyways. Because
you know how much money you could save?
I don't care. I don't like to cook.
The only trouble with that would be when
well,
you're,
you know,
when you're
if I was
places,
rich like you.
When you're out places, you'd have to freaking...
you'd have to go home or you'd have to pack a lunch.
Bring a sandwich with you all the time. That would suck.
That would not be good.
Like you're going to the Dome tonight. You got to pack food with you.
We'd be packing our dinner tonight.
Your free dinner.
So what? No, yeah. I'm going with the restaurant. I want the restaurant.
It was 40 years ago? Yeah.
Everywhere you go, it's all, hey, boo-boo, what's in the picnic basket?
You know what else would do is, like, if you went on a trip... You know, like, let's say you went to some really cool foreign country. You'd have to go to a grocery store.
Yep.
And get the food. You couldn't eat, like, cool, new foods.
What cool country are you going to do?
I don't know.
You travel anywhere. Cool. You travel anywhere. You got to get a hotel room or an Airbnb or something that has at least a kitchenette in it because you're not eating out anywhere.
Yeah, this free food business, that's garbage. No, I'm going to the restaurant. I'm going to Dinosaur tonight, and I'm going to think about you people.
I mean, it's hard. Free groceries.
I mean, you could you can buy a smoker and recreate pretty close dinosaur stuff.
No, you can't. Absolutely not.
But the inconvenience
you
when you're out
you can get
would
the dinosaur
problem.
Barbecue sauce from the store and slap that on whatever you made, and it's still not dinosaur barbecue.
Yeah, I think you could recreate it good enough.
Yeah, I think if that's all you were
all
doing
savings.
All the time, but...
Yeah, that's the trouble.
You'd be cooking all the time.
In our lives, that
might.
Would be pretty tough to do.
I don't think that 13th wing would taste the same.
Oh.
If you had to make it.
I think I'm going to get some wings tonight, too. Some wings, some coleslaw. Man, I can't wait.
Are you going to ask for a to-go box for that last wing?
For Roach?
Bring it back to Roach?
No.
As an offering?
Nope, I'm going to suck that down. I might even videotape it.
That's the trouble.
I'm going to videotape it. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw it out.
I'm going to
toss it out and videotape the whole thing. Look at this is your wing, Roach, and then I'll send it to you. He could have had the wing, but he's hurting too much.
I can't make that.
Oh, he's pulling a stunt.
This is garbage. You're right.
Let me ask you this: if this was Man Week,
yeah,
if we were going to Man Week right now.
Would you be going?
Would he be going?
I could probably do Man Week,
Roach.
We're going to Man Week. Carrier Dome.
We're going to Man Week, but first you'll have to go into the Carrier Dome.
No, I'm staying in the car. I can't. You've been there.
No, that's not your choice.
No, you don't have that choice. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, so you
are full of crap.
I cannot make that trip.
He's full of crap.
He's full of crap. He'd do it in a second.
Not unless you're giving me some.
I told him.
Good.
We'll pull right up and drop you right off at the door.
I can't make that trip.
It's just an opening for him. Wife and kids are gone.
Oh, yeah. That's what he's doing.
It's a
you
day.
Know,
of
you the know truth, I would go if I could.
The truth is, this one, I mean, if his daughter was a senior, then it'd be different. But this one doesn't really matter.
You guys know I'd go if I could.
Why do you go every year?
Because that's what you do.
Why? It's your kids. Your kid.
Why do I go to 1,000 soccer games?
Yeah. Ugh.
That was the only thing. We went to that every year. We went to Gorham, but I didn't go to a lot of other ones.
You know what I can't stand is anything that is picked by judges. If
yeah, well, we were talking about that. I don't like it either, but again, what are you going to do?
I'm too stupid when it comes to, well, I'm too stupid when it comes to a lot of things, but especially music.
Your kid is going to do like dance competitions and band and
Girl Scouts. Yes. I hope it's all of that.
I sit there, I don't even know who's good because I don't understand any of it.
I don't either. I agree with that. I don't understand.
And so I sit there and I'm just like, oh, well, nobody screwed up there, so that was probably good. Oh, they got a low score.
Yeah.
Makes no sense to me.
Ryan, what did you like about it? Well, I like that no one died in that one. So,
yeah.
It's like the fifth one in a row. They're doing pretty well.
Actually,
they seem to walk in a line properly. So.
Actually, this is kind of sad, too. And I always hope that it's not my kid and not Medina.
Right.
Because we're Medina. But I always kind of think it would be funny to see somebody take a tumble out there.
Oh, karma. Karma's going to bite you hard.
That's some young kid, man.
No, some 14-year-old girl falls out there and ruins the rest of her life.
That is awful.
But as long as you're entertained.
Just for saying that, karma's going to bite him hard tonight.
I would do a standing ovation for that.
His son might end up bouncing around the field like a pinball.
Yeah, Carter's gonna bite him hard.
What if Carter takes down a whole row tonight?
I don't even know if Carter would care about it anymore. He'd probably be like, "Dad, did you see what happened?"
He'd hope they kicked him out.
He'd be like, "Dad, that was awesome. That was the best thing that's ever happened since I've been in band." All right, do we get back to some questions?
Yeah, I got some spooky questions.
Let's not talk about candy because, you know, with my condition, I really can't.
You know what? And did anybody see the group me? Somebody's wife posts that she's bringing all kinds of food over to Grandma's house, and we're stuck here doing this stupid thing.
Who's bringing food?
Your wife.
Mine?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
When?
In the group meet just a few minutes ago.
Oh, well, see, I don't look at my phone while we're working.
We're at work, so. Yeah,
this is not a lot of work. Right, I don't know what your job
is. She said, I'm heading to Grandma's with breakfast casseroles if anybody's hungry.
Oh, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see.
Hey, text Dan Brownwood. I'm going to need massive ice, leg elevation when I get out of here.
And a sponge bath. A full sponge bath.
And a new bandage. Oh,
you know what? This is a scary episode. It's scary how off topic we
this
are.
This is scary. All right, we have a question.
Ready? So I'm going to give you a couple would you rather speed rounds of different situations, and you got to tell me which one you'd prefer.
Okay, I'm going to read these.
None of the above.
Would you rather stand on a glass ledge hanging off the 100th story of a building, or wriggle through a tunnel just barely large enough to fit your body?
First one. Standing on the glass ledge.
100 stories up.
Yeah, I can't do it. I would die in if I ever have to get the body scan.
MRI?
I can't do it.
I either one.
Yeah, I could do either one. I mean, face it, that tunnel's still pretty big.
I had to get a... I had to get
I'll go in Roach's tunnel.
Yeah, well, that might not be so bad.
That's what it is. I could do either.
Oh, and is it dark?
Oh, the dark matter.
Well, it's not a well lit tunnel.
Yeah, no.
How's the dark matter?
Because the claustrophobia, man. It just
because
it's hard.
There's more room in the light.
It just you could see. You feel like it's better that way.
All right, so I think I know what your answer is going to be to this next one then. Would you rather tightrope across the Grand Canyon with a harness or be buried in a coffin for 24 hours
Stop.
Do I got Mountain Dew?
All right, so what was the first one?
Tightrope across the Grand Canyon, but you're harnessed, or buried in a coffin for 24 hours, you have a breathing
hole. You're harnessed.
Harness is an easy one. You go 10 feet and you fall.
Did you ever see the Ryan Reynolds movie called Buried? It's just him in a coffin for an hour and a half. That's all it is. You do not leave the coffin. That alone gave me
I couldn't watch that
nightmares.
Movie. First of all, I would be bored to death.
No, you would not be.
I'm guessing I'd be bored to death.
No, it is edge of your seat thriller the entire movie.
No, I want
to. And it's an entire hour and a half of you just in a coffin
The
with
camera
Ryan Reynolds.
Is in the coffin with Ryan Reynolds. I mean, there are worse places to be for sure.
Wait a minute.
He's pretty good looking.
If they told you you're doing a movie, and it's going to be a two-hour movie. The whole time, though, you're in a coffin, and the camera's in there. That's it. That's the movie. But two hours straight, you have to do it. Could you do that? See, that's what
I'm
saying.
Wait, hold on. You're saying I have to act in the movie by being in there for 2 hours? You don't even have to act.
It's some sort of crazy, you know, how these director producers are. They come up with some stupid idea.
So you want to lock me in a coffin for 2 hours?
You'll be able to breathe. You'll live.
All right, I'm going to pretend like I'm really scared about this, that I can jack up the price, but it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, I'd take a nap. 2 hours?
Two hours, yeah.
I'd sleep.
Yeah, I'm out.
Do they got I don't think I could do it.
Can I bring
Mountain Dew with a cozy? There is no Mountain Dew.
That's the thing you should say is, Roach, could you go 2 hours without Mountain Dew? That's scarier than a coffin.
Way
You know what Grandpa Green used to say about his coffin? He used to tell me, he goes, you know, Jeff, when I die, this is what I want you to do. I want you to come visit me, but I don't want you to piss on my grave. He said, I want you to put a tube in there with Genesee and dump it down in.
I believe that.
All right, how about this one?
How often have you done that?
I don't know that I've ever gone there.
Would you rather be locked in a broken elevator or go through bad turbulence on an airplane?
Unknown outcome?
In both situations, yes.
Right now I'm scared because both of those terrifies me.
I would take the elevator.
I could do either.
The turbulence could end up in death.
You could be dead.
The elevator drops 50 floors, you're going to end up in death.
You got to hope you're on the first floor. All that's left is one floor. You jump right before it lands.
It's the same thing.
To the roach, you jump just before it lands.
He
said turbulence. He didn't say crash.
Oh, but you don't know how it ends.
You don't know how it ends, stupid.
I would take the elevator.
Yes,
turbulence on a plane is scary.
No, because elevator.
How long are you stuck on the elevator?
Doesn't say.
Elevator, there's a better chance in an elevator that you suffer a bad death that you know about for a lot longer.
Oh, yeah, because you hear about that all the time.
The plane goes down.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, CNN did that whole, this months of coverage about that elevator that fell? Yeah,
the elevator.
They had Wolf Blitzer in that, simulated CGI elevator.
I've heard of some bad plane crashes. I've yet to hear of the terrible elevator accident.
It's as safe as plane travel is. I would imagine elevator travel is even safer.
Remember the elevator accident?
How can we solve this problem? Of going up.
I'm just saying, if you got equal odds of getting hurt or dying in an elevator, the plane you go down, it's taking seconds and you're just poof done.
The elevator goes down, it's seconds.
The elevator's quicker.
Done. You might not die the elevator. Floors. Yeah, but you might not die.
30,000 feet in a plane, it's gonna take a few minutes.
And again, you jump right before it lands. Duh.
Yeah, then you're safe.
Then you're safe.
You just got to time it out.
Science.
You just got to time it out, man.
You know what? It would also depend if how many people are crammed in that elevator. If I'm in a full elevator, there's times where I've had to get out of an elevator because there was too many people in there.
Loser.
I'd rather walk the stairs.
I was in an elevator the other day. The sign on the wall said, maximum of 21 people. How do you fit 21 people in an elevator?
Well, it depends on the elevator.
It wasn't like a gigantic freight elevator.
Well, you got to have a couple people crowd surfing.
Standard elevator. Are we?
I get claustrophobic if there's five or six people on an elevator.
You know what I would do if my knee wasn't hurting right now, Roach? I'd jam my finger in his soft spot, and I'd drag him down the hall right by his head.
That you know, seems a little
I may jam my finger into his knee.
All right, here's a question for you.
I didn't want one. I didn't ask for it.
Okay. just sit here in silence.
You know what the tone has changed this week?
So if you were in a horror movie situation, right, but it's real life.
Four fat guys.
Would you rather have a loaded gun or a car that you knew wouldn't break down?
A car.
Still gotta get to it, right?
You gotta get to it. What's the scenario?
Let's say you're in a house, right, with a psycho, and both of these things are outside.
Oh, then you might as well go for the
car.
The
loaded guns outside?
Both of them are outside.
Then you might as well go for the car.
So you gotta get out of the house.
Or make it a little more difficult. Say the loaded gun's in the basement.
All right.
And the but the car and the car's outside. Side, obviously.
Maybe what quarter mile down the road?
Quarter mile.
Whoa! Well, I'm thinking in the driveway.
Wait, think yeah. my house. It's yeah. in my garage.
All right, and you're that's, in so the that's house. Like what 200 feet.
Yeah. So you're in the house. You with have, a loaded gun.
But it's not right next to you.
It's in the basement. Yep.
So you got to get so past them somehow.
You know there's a psycho. Well, in my house, where the heck's a psycho hiding? It's not like well, I live in a mansion.
I can think of a couple bedrooms there's psychos in your house.
So if they're in my house, I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough. I think you probably can get out the front door easier. Your house.
See, here's I'll tell you.
What if you don't know where the psycho is? They could be outside.
You don't know where the psycho is.
You know there's a psycho somewhere on your
property. He's in the house.
On your property.
Not in the house. Somewhere on your property. Oh. So you can't.
So you might make it to the basement without ever. Yeah, he's not even in the house.
He might be outside in the garage.
Or they might be in the basement.
I take my Glock 19.
Or if you can remember the combination.
I think in horror movie logic. You never go someplace where you get trapped. You don't go upstairs. You don't go downstairs. You stay ground level.
Yeah, but you're going downstairs for the Glock 19.
His basement has another way out. Easy.
Yeah, not easy. You walk down and
you go back up the stairs. Yeah,
what if he's back up? What if he's down there? We don't know where the guy is.
This is a horror movie. The as soon as you walk downstairs, the upstairs door shuts and locks. So now you're stuck up there.
Oh, now you're stuck traps.
Down. You're stuck down there with Psycho.
Well, then I'm going out the front door trying to get to the car.
I think having more space to move.
You see sciatica running to the car?
The psycho's sitting in the garage waiting for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misread. It was a comedy movie.
This is the only horror movie where Michael Myers is walking faster than the victim.
Hey, listen, I'm going to give you a head start.
This is like, you know what this is?
This isn't fun anymore.
No, he's Roach. Michael Myers is bent over laughing.
Yeah.
Looking at Roach.
With Roach, it's like that commercial where the guy, the killer's in the garage with the chainsaw and the... It's like they always make the bad decisions, and the killer's like looking at him like, are you freaking kidding me? That'd be Michael Myers looking at Roach like, are you serious?
Michael Myers would do, he'd just walk along with him just laughing, and every once in a while kicking him right in his ass. Oh, I'd love it. Yeah. Where are you going? I gotta get to that car.
You better go downstairs and hope for the gun.
Yeah, you need to.
I think it's either.
You gotta run to the car. You're done.
I'm not running.
Yeah, well, you're done either way. Because even if he's in the basement, the minute he hears you walk out the door, he's coming after you, and there's no way you're getting from him.
Yeah, I know. I'm in trouble.
All right, how about this one? Would you rather spend 5 days with no supplies, locked in a public restroom, or 5 days lost in the woods with supplies, but you're being chased by a psycho?
Oh, you got to go to the bathroom.
You got water.
Stop.
Do you?
Why not?
When was the last time you went in a public restroom? You're going to trust any ounce of water in that place?
Out of the faucet?
The faucets, hell yeah. The faucets don't work. The faucets don't work.
I tell you what, you get thirsty enough, you'll drink the toilet water.
So the faucets don't work, but there's toilet water?
All you have is toilet water.
Oh, yeah. You take the top off, and that's fresh water in
what
there.
What bathroom have you seen?
A public bathroom. Yeah.
What do you mean? They got toilets.
Yeah, but doesn't have a reservoir have like that.
They just have a pipe
there's
that
a lot
runs
of them
the
that
wall.
Have toilets that have reservoirs in their public bathroom.
Who doesn't?
I can't remember some the last time I've seen one.
Yeah, any toilet you go to has a reservoir in most places, even most places still.
No,
I think you're mistaken.
No, they have the toilet bowl with a pipe that runs out and a pipe that runs in.
I'm going to Dinosaurs tonight and I'm scoping it out. I'm telling you.
Let us know.
I do too.
Scale of 1 to 10, tell us how likely you would be to drink out of the toilet at Dinosaur Barbecue.
I'm not drinking out of the pee area, but I'm pulling the lid off.
The pee would be the least of my worries.
I'm telling you right now, you get thirsty enough, you're drinking the toilet absolutely. Water.
I'm going with the woods. I might die, but at least I'm not doing that.
Well, and you have supplies in the woods.
What do you mean you might?
You're going to die. Man.
You don't know that.
I got how many
What are you going to do, sciatica?
Okay, first of all, we're saying that we're in normal health. You're not out there with Limpy.
He's not Roach is just going to cover himself with mud and leaves and just lay in a ditch and hope he can
realizes his limitations. He's going, I'll just sit in the restroom.
I'm not drinking toilet water, so I'll take my chances.
If it's between death and toilet water, I'm picking death every day.
Well, goodbye. You'll be dead.
I'm okay with that.
We'll be walking out of the bathroom after 5 days, healthy as can be, and we'll be going to your funeral.
Hey, it's time to record the Two Fat Guys show.
All right, I got one last question for you.
Yeah, thank God. Let's go. Get it out there.
Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
Vampire.
Okay, you got any reason behind that or what?
No, that's not what people come here for.
Win me on that one.
Well, I don't want to be a freaking wolf running around. And
why?
Well, you're not always a wolf running around.
Why did you say
either?
That like that's a negative thing?
You're a werewolf, right?
I wouldn't want to be like super fast and cool and powerful running through the woods.
Through the woods? Ugh. Remember? I got TV shows all along.
You guys are freaking vampires that he can live in a castle.
You're not a werewolf all the time.
Yeah, that's the other
you
thing.
You
don't have
back
any,
and
you don't have
just,
any control
you're
over
drinking
it. As soon
your
as the moon comes out, you're freaking werewolf.
It's only a full moon, right?
Don't you remember how cool Michael J. Fox made it look?
No, he really did.
Yeah, he
wrote
on that bus.
He could be a superstar basketball player.
Yeah. Vampire, get to live a long time.
No, Roach wants to be a vampire so that he has a big house with a TV.
Yeah. I don't have to go outside in the sun.
No one goes to those haunted old castles, so he's good.
I get to stay up all night, sleep all day.
Yeah, you
gotta
suck people's blood.
Well...
Yeah, that Mountain Dew.
There's a few people I wouldn't mind getting rid of.
It's not the sucking part that would be a problem for
us. There's a few people I wouldn't mind getting rid of.
That Mountain Dew goes away. It just becomes blood.
All right, goodbye. I've had enough.
You
know, sorry.
You don't know that. I can still drink Mountain Dew.
The old man is just signing right out of this episode.
That's gross.
He's got to grab his locker.
God, I see staples everywhere.
I'll talk to you guys next time. Oh, shit.
Oh, he's in pain, people. He is in pain.
That's what she said.
Goodbye.
See ya. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube. The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.